Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In spite of strong opposition from city leaders in Quincy, the city of Boston is pushing forward with efforts to build a new bridge to Long Island and reopen a drug treatment center there. The western end of that bridge is not in Boston, it's in Quincy, where officials oppose the project concerned about traffic through residential neighborhoods. But Boston officials insist they can overcome those objections. WBUR's Quincy Walters reports.
To make more treatment available as the city addresses the opioid crisis, Mayor Marty Walsh wants to reopen the treatment center that once operated at Long Island, just off the coast of Quincy. To do that, city leaders want to rebuild a bridge to the island, a bridge that begins in Quincy. Mayor Walsh closed the 63-year-old bridge in 2014 because of safety concerns and ordered the treatment center evacuated. The bridge was later demolished. The obstacle to building a new bridge is strong opposition in Quincy, but Boston Chief of Streets Chris Osgood says he's optimistic that can be addressed.
Our approach really is about minimizing the environmental impact and sort of any sort of abutter impacts. It's been actually very helpful for us, I think, to have a number of conversations with Quincy. There are very open. We're hopeful that we're able to work with them.
But that's not how Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch sees it. He says his city will fight.
We've got outside environmental attorneys, engineers, looking at every aspect of this, and we're going to do what we can to see that the bridge is not built.
The major objection from Quincy residents is additional traffic jams they believe the project would create in the congested neighborhood of Squantum. But one area resident who has struggled with addiction says he believes there's another concern. Tommy Kelly says he thinks many opponents just don't want people with drug issues in their neighborhood.
They don't want the stigma going through their neighborhood.
So you think it's more about the stigma than the construction?
Yeah, the construction wouldn't affect it at all. Most of it will be done by barges. The only traffic coming through would be probably the workers driving their trucks.
But Christine Kenny Norton says that's not the case.
The people here in Squantum are very giving and kind and caring people. But when you're putting constant traffic into a small congested area, we only have one road in and one road out.
As much as the city says it needs the Long Island Treatment Center, it still has few details on how it would operate. That frustrated City Councilor Michael Flaherty at a hearing yesterday.
If the mayor of Quincy or the city council of Quincy call us, we're going to look pretty stupid when we can't even answer the basic questions of how many beds, what's the breakdown, male to female, adolescent or adult, and what are the services, and who are service providers, and what are the partners, and we're just going to do hubba 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 hubba.
The Public Facilities Department is making plans to visit Long Island to check the conditions of existing structures and determine what can be renovated and what should be bulldozed. And in the process of pursuing the bridge to Long Island, Boston doesn't want to burn a bridge with Quincy. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.